Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 28th of April, recording at 9:47 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. It's a quiet day in here for the most part. We did see a big surge, however, in the Japanese banks index, and mostly mixed activity in other stock market data. In government bonds, some modest rallies occurred following the sharp sell-offs that we have seen recently. The US dollar is a little bit easier. The precious metals firmed a little bit. Well, gold and silver did, and platinum. Yes, palladium was down. And crude oil, I think it touched a new high, got up to 119.93, currently 118.80. And in the grains and beans, we had wheat, which has fallen quite a bit recently, bounced in here today. Soybeans, on the other hand, were quite weak. And corn, which has been the strongest for some time, did it well a number of weeks. At any rate, did quite well. Okay, so what's going on here? Let's go back to this Japanese banks index, which had a big surge. Must have been about 8%, or at least 8%. And it's all part of the story that we've seen recently, which shows Japan's deflation having ended, in that there has been some inflation in the economy recently. And the JGBs, those are the 10-year government bonds in Japan, have slumped in price. In other words, yields have bounded back up. And Christopher Wood and some others think that this is extremely bullish for Japan's stock market. Well, I think they're right, although it may take a little bit more time before we get the best part of the gains that we are likely to see. In other words, we may see a little bit more support building here first. One point on that inflation is that it's mostly in food prices. It would be more impressive if it were a reflection of consumer goods prices throughout the Japanese economy, indicating that consumers were spending again with gusto. But I think most of the indicators are pointing in the right direction. The bank shares have been steadying for a while now, and there's no doubt that in my mind that the lows are in for those bank shares, and I don't think they face the same question marks over write-downs and losses that we see with many of the Western banks, so that's a positive. Then topics had fallen by over 50% back to the platform of support near 1200, which launched the last big bull run going into 2006. And one point that I've made before that does concern me a little bit is that the second section index, those are the small cap stocks that have so often led in Japan, they have picked up a bit in here and seen a downside failure and some loss of downside momentum, but they are lagging and they're usually a leader. So I think they have to improve for Japan to really be off to the races, but this is an interesting situation as I say, and I would not be surprised if it isn't Japan's turn in the as the year develops to get some fairly substantial gains. Now, of course, a lot of us thought that it was going to be Japan's turn last year, and it certainly was in January, but then it all went pear-shaped in February when we started to get some horrendous downward dynamics led again by the banking sector, which is looking positive here right now, and the rest you know. So I think that is interesting, and I've opened another long in the Nikkei Index future. I tend to play Japan that way, partly because that contract has long trading hours, which I do like. Now, what else is going on here? Generally, I think stock market activity is quietly positive. I always said that there would be a long convalescence, that we would get a fair amount of ranging, and we have seen that. But there are far more indices testing their February highs or doing even better than there are indices testing their stock market lows. And most people now feel that the worst is known regarding the banking crisis, which is largely a Western banking crisis. And I think that the worst is over. That doesn't mean that that they're going to get back to any kind of robust earnings anytime soon. And it doesn't mean that all the write-downs are over. And it doesn't mean that all the dividend cuts and rights issues are out of the way. These will go on for quite some time, which is why I would stress the long convalescence. But it's not quite the end of the world that some had forecast either. Now, stock markets have headwinds, of course, as I've reviewed on so many occasions. Strong oil prices are clearly a headwind. The inflation that is largely food and energy price inflation, but that's certainly a problem. The slowdown that we've seen in the global economy raises more questions about corporate earnings. But as you probably know from stock market history, and a point that I've mentioned before, is that stock markets have tended to do quite well often during periods of economic slowdown, provided that we had substantial interest rate cuts. Now, we've had substantial interest rate cuts in the U.S., and we'll probably get another quarter point in the next Fed meeting. But the ECB isn't cutting rates. China has yet to cut rates, although China has started to target its stock market in other ways. But I regard the overall environment as more bullish than bearish. Very good valuations around in a number of markets, and the markets that were exceedingly overvalued, such as China, are much less so today, and they still have the best GDP growth. So the global economy is continuing to tick along, albeit at a somewhat slower rate. So a lot of positives when we weigh it all up, and I do feel that this, and I've said for quite some time, this year that we were seeing climactic activity in January and again in March, and support building process, and that this is more of a buying range than a selling range. Now, what else to look at here? Crude oil up near that 200 and, I beg your pardon, that 200, that it'll get there at some stage, but not this week. Crude oil up and close to that $120 level. I think both Owen and I have said that we wouldn't be surprised to see some ranging in that 120 to 125 region, or maybe we're going to get most of it just below that 120 area. But nevertheless, this is all taking place within a clear overall upward trend. And we'd have to see some clear downward dynamics to feel that that was going to change more than a brief pause overall. Some of the other commodities are quite firm. I mentioned the corn, copper. I've had a good email on copper, and I'm commenting on that today, which is right up near its highs, and LME and COMEX warehouse stocks are still drifting down. And so these are some of the more interesting developments that are taking place. The food story I'm very wary of. We still have holdouts. I just mentioned corn just a moment ago, and I do think it's a secular bull market, but we've had too many page one articles for my comfort. And also, there is growing criticism of the investment and speculation in these food prices. So, as I believe I said back on March 6th, I put in a link to this comment anyway in the copy that I'll be posting. I said tread warily in that area, because it's become a political issue overall. Now, I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights here today. So I'll just say all the best to all of you. Until tomorrow.